playing this gorgeous piano, and thanks so much to Jim Staley and the staff of Roulette for the opportunity to be here. This project came about because Terry Riley turned 80, and he's a hero of mine, as he is for many of you in the audience, I know, and the piano is his true medium. He's such an incredible pianist, composer, and a lot of his piano music is rarely played. So for his 80th birthday this year, it seemed important to ask composers who have been inspired by him to write pieces in honor of his 80th birthday, ranging from his longtime friend Pauline Oliveris, who is in her 80s also, to composers in their 20s, because when I hear concerts by Terry Riley, often they're just swarmed, well, that's the wrong word, but crowds of people in their 20s, younger audiences, I think, understand him in a way that people of my generation may not. And it's wonderful that Sam Adams and Dylan Mattingly are both here to speak about their works. There's also a composer on the program who's in his 20s, Danny Clay. And Sam and Dylan will say a few words about their pieces. I've also rearranged the program so that this first half is the keyboard studies by Terry Riley. Evan Zipporin's You Are Getting Sleepy, Samuel Carl Adams' Shade Studies, and Danny Clay's Circle Songs, which is in three movements. And we'll begin with the keyboard studies, which exists in different scores. Terry Riley wrote it for, in a way, didn't expect it to be performed, notated it for John Cage's notations of sort of graphic scores. And so this is what the score looks like, this particular score of the keyboard studies. And I ordered this from his website and then started, had questions, so I called him up and went, he said, come over and we'll talk about it. And I remember, this was years ago, I remember him saying, choose a figure from this page and choose a figure from this page with your right hand and your left hand. But apparently that's not true, because now I look at it and this says keyboard study number 2, this says keyboard study number 1. So I've been combining the two keyboard studies without knowing, which are two separate pieces. But then Terry recently said it's fine, so. So we'll begin with the keyboard studies. This is 1964, Terry Riley. Thank you.
was the short version, because he can play it for hours and hours and hours. Next is Evan Zaporin's You Are Getting Sleepy. He put on a wonderful concert in Terry Riley's honor at MIT, where he teaches. And Terry Riley played, and Gian Riley, his son, and big saxophone ensemble. And I think they were actually just at National Sawdust, Terry Riley and Gian Riley and Evan and various people. So he wrote this piece, You Are Getting Sleepy. Oh, and my page turner is Jerome Kitsky. He's a great composer, and he has just want to let you know about two concerts of music coming up at the Domena Center, November 13th and 14th. Embarrassing.
Thank you.
like to invite Samuel Carl Adams to come up and tell us about his piece, Shade Studies.
Hi, I'm Sam. It's really nice to be here. I'll say two things about my piece. When Sarah asked me to write a work in honor of Terry Riley on his 80th birthday, I decided not to respond to Terry Riley, the rhythmic technician, or Terry Riley, the percussionist, but rather Terry Riley, the lyricist. As I'm sure all you know, Terry Riley is not only an amazing pianist, but also a wonderful vocalist and singer. So you'll hear that in this piece. The second thing is a little bit about how the piece was made. I put a tiny little device inside the resonating body of the piano, and throughout the piece, I've programmed electronic resonance to emerge very subtly. And you'll hear it as Sarah plays these very kind of quiet, cadential materials that there's a little bit of a counterpoint between the electronic resonance and the natural acoustic resonance of the piano. And sometimes the electronic resonance covers and masks the natural resonance of the piano, and sometimes it illuminates it, hence the title, Shade Studies. So that's thing number two.
Thank you. 3 3 movements. Thank you.